For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp. Crews are making progress to restore power to Vermonters who've been in the dark since Sunday's windstorm. Just under 4,000 homes and businesses are still without power, and utilities say it could be the weekend before everyone is back online. Three overnight shelters are available tonight for residents who need them. They are in Barrie, Middlebury, and Milton. And Vermonters who use Three Squares VT to buy food are eligible to get some or all of their October benefits replaced to compensate for food lost due to the windstorm, officials announced today. The Department for Children and Families administers the benefit, commonly known as food stamps. The agency says recipients who lost food because of power outages after the recent windstorm should request replacement benefits by November 8th. Officials say anyone seeking replacement benefits can call 1-800-479-6155. And Vermont lawmakers are holding four public hearings over the next 2 weeks to see what constituents want them to do about data security. House Speaker Mitzi Johnson says the massive breach at Equifax earlier this year spotlighted the vulnerability of people's personal data. Johnson says the House and Senate want to put better legal safeguards on that data.
As we embark on the process, we want to make sure that Vermonters are at the table and that your thoughts and concerns and experiences are heard.
Johnson says the legislation has already begun to take shape. For example, she wants to prohibit credit rating agencies like Equifax from charging people to freeze their credit reports after a data breach. Lawmakers will hold public hearings in Manchester, Springfield, Barton, and Burlington. Lawyers for one of three Dartmouth professors accused of sexual harassment say the allegations are not related to his work at the school, and the encounter in question took place outside of New Hampshire. The Attorney General's office said Tuesday it was conducting a criminal investigation. Dartmouth said they are pursuing their own investigation. The lawyers said Wednesday that their client, Todd Heatherton, had cooperated with authorities, but they provided no details on the allegations. Vermont State Police say an arrest warrant has been issued for a Massachusetts man in the shooting deaths of two people whose badly burned bodies were found in their Townsend home last week. Police said on Wednesday that 46-year-old Justin Orwat of Springfield, Massachusetts, is being charged with aggravated murder and first-degree arson following a fire that was reported on Friday. The Eye on the Sky forecast calls for cloudy conditions tonight with scattered showers north, temperatures holding in the 50s.